This is O Rose, Thou Art Sick, reading from a distance by Cuddle With Me for Gone Wild Audio. There's nothing special when you walk in the room, I think. By the looks of every other woman, time doesn't slow, breathing doesn't catch. Lips don't seem to be licked at the sight of you, the way a romantic movie might show. In a way, I'm lucky. I'm sure if other people saw it, they would go for it in a heartbeat. So if that's the case, is there something between you and I? Some chemistry, sparks forming when our eyes meet. Not that they often do. I get my looks in at you, of course. And I will never forget those times when you looked at me. You looked away as soon as I caught you, so I'll never know exactly what you were thinking. Was it any of the things on my mind? When I look at you and find some detail on your body and wish I had it closer in my grasp to inspect. When I hear you talking about something that holds your attention, catches your interest, and I wish you would talk about it with me, whatever it is, so I can see the way your shyness evaporates, your mind starts working, and your soul ignites with passion. I've seen how you are around people, how most people are nowadays. The shallow, the trivial is what most people reach for, unless you breach their code, find some magic word, as if to let you know it's worth opening up, worth loosening up, not being so afraid of failure, not being so afraid of the game or the dance or whatever you want to call it. I'm just as guilty of this as you are, admiring you from afar, like a fawn against the meadow in the sunset, impossible beauty, almost within reach, but go too close too fast, and maybe you'll set off against the horizon. Burned by people who dared approach, who you were intimidated by, who hurt you, maybe who just looked at a little too good or moved a little too sudden. I think we want the same thing. A voice in our ears, calming us, reminding us of our own power and grace and beauty. Those things that are so hard to assert. So difficult to see in a mirror. Another person, another body wrapping around ours. Another soul, vacant like ours, choosing refuge in us. Doesn't everybody want that? Wouldn't you like it if you just knew what I thought about you? That my heart pounds faster when I see you. That you put my passion into overdrive, imagining my hands on and around your body, acknowledging your desires and your hesitation, showing you that it's okay to look, okay to help yourself. How I dream of you helping yourself. Your warm and kind face, kissing and licking my body, burrowing into my breast to grip the nipple in your mouth, pulling the lust to the surface with the suction of your lips. Haven't you dreamed about that? Of having a woman so ready for your command, wanting only for you to show her your desires? I'm certain that you have, and I'm certain that other women have wanted that too. And if we didn't feel lust, just because we don't telegraph it with an erect bulge in our pants, as if we didn't drift off in meetings or in the store or in bed, wishing for the close contact and comfort of a desirable man. As if I wasn't thinking of you now, wishing for you to show me your desires, how your bulge could bulge against the inside of me instead of those clothes, how you could get me off. Our bodies moving in sync, in harmony, in ecstasy. Your eyes boring into mine, seeing into my soul, seeing my desire in the wetness of my eyes, feeling it in the wetness of me. But even then, would you know why? Would you think yourself disposable or replaceable by other men? Would you understand that I wanted you to slake the desire in me, that you were the reason for the fire in the first place? When I moaned my pleasure and egged you on, got you to express your passion, your pent-up need, would you realize that I wanted your desire? That I wanted the flame between us to melt your insecurity and unleash your core? When I told you I'd be your slut, would you know I would be your slut, and not just anyone's, and that giving of myself means something to me? Maybe I can show you. Maybe I can ignore the other men and women in the room, walk over to you, determined, pull you towards me, and kiss you. Tell you I've been admiring you from afar as a man, a person, and a friend, and ask that you taste the wetness of my thighs to clear up any remaining questions. Tell you that I'll be a friend to you, be comfort and company, someone you can be around without pretensions, but also someone you can wrap your arms around without restraint, who can't wait to see your details, your flaws, your personality up close, who wants to soothe you in the middle of the night, who cares about you, who just knows that you'll do the same to the woman you desire. It would be so easy if I could do that. It would be so easy if I could look at you and you would just know these things just by looking at me, seeing my eyes focus on you, seeing me bite my lip and smile, seeing my legs cross nervously with desire. Then again, how do I know with the looks you're stealing that you're not thinking the same thing, wishing you could walk over, lift me up, kiss me, push me against the wall, smell my hair, ravage me, rip my dress from my body, and fuck me. Listen to me moaning in passion, begging for more, wanting to be taken, telling you in words and deeds how much I desire you, how much I want you, how much I need you. The next time you look over, I'm going to do it. I'm going to give you that look. Melt your defenses, burrow through your insecurities. And if you're still not sure, I'll just have to work up the nerve to go over there and whisper something in your ear that will make you want to sneak away with me somewhere. Hopefully, there will be nothing special about the two of us leaving a room together.